We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We're up to Perek Yud. We're now in Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah tells us of a kulam regarding all the karbanos that we've been discussing previously. HaKohanim are showing Lashanos Bachilosim. Kohanim are allowed to change. This is in the mitzvah today is to eat. This Mishnah talks about eating. That the Kohanim are permitted to change in the way that they prepare their foods. And the example that the Mishnah gives is as follows. La'ochlan suliyin shakulin. When it comes to as far as eating, it could be roasted, it could be shakulim, which, as the Mefarshim explained, overcooked, mevusholim, or just prepared in a normal fashion, this meat. So it can be cooked in all different ways. And not only that, v'loseis l'sochin tabli chulin. A tremendous chiddush, as Rav Shimon tells us, that they are even able to put spices onto this meat to enhance its taste, even though it's chulin. Even though it's not something which the spices themselves have any kedusha. Normally we would not bring chulin into the Beit HaMikdash, into this holy place, and certainly not to put it and connect it to a karbon. However, because we consider it as though you're eating from the Shulchan Malachim, you're eating from Hashem's table, Shulchan Gavoah, therefore we'd rather you enhance that meat so that it tastes as good as possible, so that people will be able to look favorably upon the karbanos. Not only that, but the tabli truma, divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that you can also put spices which belong to truma. Why would you think it's an issue? So this is described at the very last line of the Mishnah, which is right here. Meir Omer, lo yitain losocho tabli truma. You could put regular spices on this meat, but you should not put spices which belong to truma. And the reason why, truma does not have a specific amount of time that you have to eat it, or afterwards it becomes nosar, becomes leftover that you can no longer eat. And therefore, but if you sprinkle the spices onto this meat, what ends up happening is it takes upon itself the properties of that karmon. Shel yavi es ha-truma l'nei psul. Why would you take truma, which in itself does not have a time limit to eat, and to sprinkle it onto a karmon in which has a time limit, which potentially you may not end up eating that karmon in its entirety. Therefore, it may also cause the truma to become invalid. And therefore, he says, when it comes to those spices, one should not put it onto your karmon, onto your meat. However, when it comes to the spices of chulin, that is certainly, according to all opinions, permissible.